This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Details forthcoming.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning. From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. We're set to get more insight today into the world of Bernard Madoff. A federal judge in New York will take up several key issues in the alleged fraud that prosecutors say could add up to $50 billion. And authorities want to get a clearer picture of whether investors can get some of that money back and how much. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
One key safety net for Madoff victims is the Securities Investor Protection Corporation, or SIPC. In many cases, SIPC can pay up to $500,000 to people who were invested directly with Madoff. Today, Judge Lewis Stanton will consider whether indirect investors who invested in funds that invested with Madoff can file claims with SIPC as well. But, says Wall Street attorney Michael Bochner,
I think SIPC only has several billion dollars at most, and given the amounts of losses, it's certainly better than nothing, but it's certainly not enough to cover the amounts of monies lost by these investors.
Also today, Madoff will have to disclose exactly what assets he and his firm still have. On that front, Bochner says,
what he should try and do in order to keep his jail exposure down, because he's going to go to jail for a long time no matter what he does, is to try and get the money back, to track it down and explain what happened.
Next week, the first notices will go out to Madoff customers affected by the scam. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Some end-of-the-year ambiguity. Asian markets were mixed in trading on this last day of 2008. European stocks mainly up. The Dow gained about 2% yesterday, closing at 86.68. NASDAQ rose even higher, about 3%. The S&P 500 rose as well. You may not be able to click on SpongeBob, The Real World, or, heaven forbid, The Daily Show after midnight tonight. There is a big, ugly rift between Time Warner Cable and Viacom, which owns, among others, Nickelodeon, MTV, and Comedy Central. Marketplace's Steve Henn has more.
Viacom says it deserves more money for its shows. It says it gets just 8% of programming fees from Time Warner and brings in close to 20% of the cable company's audience. Time Warner says higher fees would cost millions and increase customers' cable bills. If the two TV titans can't strike a deal by midnight tonight, Viacom's threatening to pull its programming, and Viacom's launching a multimedia ad blitz.
Time Warner Cable has dropped your favorite channels and shows.
What?
That means no Nickelodeon.
No!
No MTV.
Really, really upset right now.
No Comedy Central.
Oh, that makes me so angry!
No VH1, no Spike TV, no Noggin, no TV Land. You lost 19 of your...
There's even a poster featuring Dora the Explorer in tears. The tagline? Why is Dora crying? And all of the Viacom ads offer a Time Warner telephone number, encouraging viewers to complain. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
Maybe it's a pen that you have in your collection with the logo of Lunesta or Viagra, or a coffee mug with the word Zoloft on it, or a t-shirt with Botox and rhinestones. They could be collector's items after today. The New York Times says the pharmaceutical industry will voluntarily scrap branded trinkets in the new year. An industry group says the new guidelines will help counter that image of influence over what doctors prescribe. But critics say the moratorium stops short because the guidelines still allow drug companies to take doctors out to lunch or dinner as long as some sort of educational presentation is involved.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
2008 has been the year of the bailout. The banking industry, insurance, automakers, all in the name of not only saving those entities, but stimulating the economy. For his part, President-elect Barack Obama wants to have a stimulus package of his own in the coming weeks. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us with a preview of what Team Obama is working on to spur an economic recovery. Nancy, obviously this is a very complex recipe. What are some of the ingredients they're talking about?
Well, Steve, first you want to stir in a middle-class tax cut. We've heard from David Axelrod, who will be a senior advisor in the Obama White House, saying that the recession is not going to keep the new administration from giving the middle class a tax cut. Middle-class couples would get $1,000. Individuals would get a $500 tax break. Obama also wants to create or save 3 million jobs, and he wants to do that in a way that would accomplish other goals like rebuilding roads and bridges and energy and healthcare projects.
So I guess a natural question, Nancy, is when is all this going to come down?
It's pretty much up in the air. Again, quoting Axelrod, he says a stimulus package would be nice by January 20th, which of course is Inauguration Day, but he was noncommittal after that.
So this is going to cost a lot of money, right?
Yeah, the middle class tax cut alone has been estimated at $140 billion from 2009 through 2010. Now, Axelrod says the whole package would be in the neighborhood of $775 billion over those 2 years. However, one Princeton economist has said Obama is afraid of the T word. T is, of course, standing for trillion. So stay tuned on that one.
I want to talk a little bit about this Wall Street bailout. Part one, of course, of the money, the $700 billion, was doled out under President Bush. What will we see different?
Well, Obama might continue the current Treasury Secretary's focus on injecting bailout money into banks, but he also appears to be looking at ways to increase the value of those banks' troubled assets, like mortgage-backed securities. And one way to do that would be creating a market for them. Obama also wants to use more of the bailout money to actually help borrowers who are having trouble making their mortgage payments. Now, there's another bailout we can talk about that, of course, is the automakers bailout that was approved by President Bush. An interesting cog in this wheel is that unions, of course, helped Obama and some congressional Democrats get elected. And they have said they don't want to bear most of the brunt of any reforms that are required as part of a bailout. And Obama himself has said it shouldn't just be the auto workers who bear the brunt of restructuring the industry.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joining us from Washington. Happy New Year, Nancy.
Happy New Year to you.
We'd love to hear about your predictions for the new year. Join the conversation at marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Happy New Year to you.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.